Bonjour.
Ni hao.
Marhaba.
Buenos dias.
Hola.
Bonsoir.
And now, Cruising and Travel with Richard Davey.
Yes, it's Thursday night. I like to call this the shipping news. We give you an idea of what ships you can see as they come in and out of Sydney and Brisbane in particular. And Richard Davey is aboard the Grand Princess. I think you might be off the south coast of New South Wales, Richard, having set off from Eden this afternoon.
Yes, indeed. G'day, John. We are the shipping news because we're on our way to Sydney. We'll be coming in first thing in the morning. You'll have to be up with the sparrows to see us. But, it's wonderful sailing off the south coast. It's good for us to be able to talk now because, you know, a lot of beacons up and down the coast, and we're sailing reasonably close to land. We've got a good following swell behind us and a following wind, and that's what you want when you're at sea.
Yep.
So it's happy days.
So people want to see the Grand Princess come in. It's at 6:45 tomorrow into Sydney Harbour. We'll get to Brisbane in a moment, but in the next week, because the season's winding down, you've still got a lot of ships coming in and out of Sydney Harbour?
Yeah, we've got quite a few this week. In the week ahead, there's an average one a day, so there's eight in the next week. But when you go to the second fortnight of, the second week of April, it's down to four. So, you know, the ranks are starting to thin out. And today, we were actually the last ship to call to Eden for this season. So they've had a very good season, and we were there in October when we saw the whales, which were southbound. But it's a shame that they closed the season now because the whales haven't quite made their way back yet.
Right.
So it would have been nice if some of the local ships were to call there, but maybe in future years they can sort that out.
And still plenty of ships going in and out of Brisbane as well?
Yeah, look, the visiting ships, or the seasonal ships, as I call them, are still in Brisbane. So you've got Carnival Luminosa, you've got the Royal Caribbean ship, the Quantum of the Seas, and there's plenty of action there because you've still got the local ship. And, you know, pretty soon Coral Princess, or when I say soon, it'll be later in the autumn, Coral Princess will start on a world cruise. And that's becoming quite a thing. I think we spoke about it last week, the days of the old Women's Weekly World Discovery Tour. We were talking about this Crown Princess World Cruise out of Sydney for 2025, and it's a fantastic itinerary. They're actually going to go to the top of the world, literally. They're going to go to the north of Norway. So for those with 3 months and the money required and the time required, it's going to be a very special voyage.
Okay, and just quickly, the Grand Princess that you are on at the moment, how big is it? Well, how spectacular? Where does it sit in the pantheon of ships?
She sits very well in the history of ships and what I call the space race, or the size race, because she was actually one of the first two ships that topped 100,000 tonnes. And she was the first ship of what we refer to as the Grand Class. And many of the P&O and Princess ships resemble this ship to this day. So it's been a very successful design. They have a way of having a very large ship where you don't feel like you're with 2,500 people, because it's well designed with lots of little areas, little nooks and crannies. I had a pizza this afternoon. I could only see 50 people. So you don't get that sense of being with thousands.
And Richard, look, there's a service dog, a Tenterfield Terrier on board as well.
Yeah, beautiful dog, you know. I'm becoming a bit of a dog person now because I've got one at home now. But, you know, it's something I've never seen in all my time on ships. I stopped counting around 4,000 days. It's been over a 30-year period, and it's one thing I've never seen on a ship.
And Richard, when we say a service dog, of course, this is someone who's vision impaired, is that right?
Yes, indeed. She has a vision and hearing impairment, but she gets around fine. We had a good conversation, but this beautiful dog, you know, they have to do a lot of paperwork to make sure the dog is here. The dog cannot be a pet. It has to be a...
Yep, yep.
And, of course, if the ship was coming in from overseas, it would be most unlikely that this would be possible. All you have to do is ask Johnny Depp about that one.
Yeah, of course, as we know. Yeah, so that does raise that question. So there would be quite a few protocols to go through. So that's a tentative Field Terrier on board. What else can you tell us about the Grand Princess? Because it is grand. You've talked about the size. What else is there?
It is. Look, it's a very comfortable ship to be on. You know, once people get on this class of ship, they get to know it. And Princess in general, part of Princess's success is that they don't tweak things just for the sake of it. So, you know, you can come on here and pretty much know what the menu is because you've had the prawn cocktail last time you were here. You've had the fettuccine Alfredo. But that's the great strength of Princess, because the quality's there and we know what we're getting. But one of the big changes that happened with Princess, and we sampled it last year when we came down to Eden on Coral Princess, is the medallion. And we were talking about it on the air, the tracking device. And the more you think about it, the more it's very convenient.
Just explain that again, what the medallion is, because we did discuss it before, but a lot of our listeners mightn't have heard it. Just explain it again. Yeah.
Medallion is a wearable disc. It's very small. It's probably the size of a dollar coin, or maybe a 20-cent piece. And you can wear it around your neck. You can wear it as a watch. So it's become, there's quite a fashion accessory business on board has grown up over this. But what the medallion does is help you locate things and helps people locate you. So, like, if you walk up to a bar and you have your medallion on you, they ask you your name and you say, yes, that's me, and they just charge it to you automatically.
Right, okay.
But you can sit anywhere on the ship and order something to come to you. You mightn't be near a food or beverage service area. You might be sitting on a deck chair somewhere out on deck, but you can actually order whatever you like and it'll come your way. It's brilliant. But
using the medallion. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Right.
Richard, look, your line's going in and out here. There's a problem. Of course, you're going up the coast. You're just off the south coast of New South Wales, but we've covered all the news we need to know. We know what ships are coming in and out of Sydney and Brisbane. I'm going away for a couple of weeks. Billy Woods is looking after the show, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time, Richard. Thank you so much. And Richard, of course, his business is Richard's Travel.